Hello and welcome to this audio program entitled Shut Up Konji. In this program, my desire to drop on your laps practical wisdom gleaned from my experiences in fighting my sexual desire. If you pay attention and put to use what I will share within this program, you will learn how to control your sexual desire, shun pornography, and gain freedom from illicit sex and masturbation. My name is Joseph Dimoki. You can call me Brojit. Now, in continuation of this program on controlling your sexual desire or ruling wisdom for ruling your sexual desire, one other thing I want you to be really interested in ruling your sexual desire is that you have to mind the body contact you allow. That is to say, you have to avoid indiscriminate body contact. The way God designed our system is that we get stimulated for sex by what we see, what we hear, and the contact on our skin. Do you understand that? These are some of the ways that we get stimulated, or the major ways we get stimulated for sex. That is why I want you to be careful about the contact you allow on your body. Having said that, I recognize the fact that when two people are in love or when you're in a relationship with someone, there's a natural craving to touch that person. There's a natural craving to be hugged. There's a natural craving to kiss the person. There's a natural craving to just hold the person's hand or have the person cuddle you and all of that. This is, I'm not saying they are crying. I'm not saying they are evil. I'm not saying they are of the devil. What I'm just saying is that you have to be careful about them, because your body contact is one of the trigger points for sexual desires. You see, some people have argued that if they have body contact, it's not a sin, provided they did not have sex. And I'm not saying it's a sin when you have body contact, but what I'm just saying is that where is that body contact leading you to? That's a big issue about it. Where is it leading you to? Does the body contact lead you to chastity, which you are craving for, or does it drive you closer to sex? Again, I quoted something Apostle Paul said in Colossians chapter 3, verse 5. He said, kill the desire for the wrong kind of sex. That is, if you read from contemporary English version, it says what? Kill the desire for the wrong kind of sex. What that says is that there's something you have to do on your own part to be able to kill the desire for the wrong kind of sex. When you fail to do that killing, that's where you become almost helpless. You come very strongly and helplessly under the power of sexual desire, and you fall for it deeply. My message to you at this point is this. If you really desire to maintain chastity in your relationship, if you desire to shut up your conjugal, if you desire that you will not be disturbed unnecessarily because of your sexual desires, then you have to be careful about your body contact. Again, what I'm saying is that the body contact is not really sin. It is just where it leads you that is a problem. Now, I'd like to just give an example of some body contact so that my point will become clearer as I go on with this discussion. Body contact comes in different forms. One is holding hands, hugging, and sometimes kissing. And now people now go the extreme by smooshing themselves. And they just tell themselves that as long as they do not have sex, then they did not do anything or they did not commit sin. I'm not trying to judge you. Please don't look at me as this John the Baptist who has come to condemn you. No. That's not it. I'm just trying to help you understand that when you say those body contacts are not sin, what you have not bothered to ask is, where is it leading you to? Reading instructions that Apostle Paul and other people that wrote the epistle gave to early Christians about how to conduct their lives, one of those things that is common is this. They don't just tell them, don't do this. They teach them what they have to do to ensure they don't do what they are doing. He said, you that steal, stop stealing and go and work so that you get enough money. When you have money, you will not go to steal again. That's what the Bible says. That instruction is found in one of those letters Paul wrote to the early churches. Now, when it comes to sexual desire, he didn't just say, don't commit fornication. He said, kill the desire for the wrong kind of sex. The problem with many of those body contacts is that they do not help you kill the desire for the wrong kind of sex. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, while holding hand, I may be mild and almost harmless. Hugging may be mild and a little bit not really harmless, but not completely harmful. The concept of kissing, smooshing, and all of that is an extreme. And if I can almost say categorically, it's an expression of lust and not an expression of love. You see, Jesus Christ, if you look at a woman lustfully, and I want to add, if you look at a man lustfully and desire to sleep with the person you have committed sin, that's why I say, if you move from looking at the person you are in love with or in a relationship with, you go beyond looking at the person and desiring her, and then go on to hug her, kiss her, and start smooshing. My brothers and my sister, you have crossed the line too far. Do you understand what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, what you need to do is that you say, God, I'm sorry, forgive me. And you start asking for God's grace to be able to maintain to be able to kill that desire and lust for sex, not to be telling me that did I commit fornication or did I commit sex or did I have sex with the person. What I'm trying to get across to you is that body contact, some of them may be harmless, they may not be sin, like we can't point to the Bible and say this is where the Bible says it's sin. But the problem is that many of those body contacts lead us to sin. Do you understand what I'm saying? Now, I read the book, What's the Big Deal About Kissing, to answer the question, because some persons say kissing is not a sin, it's an expression of love. Some persons say no, it's a sin because it leads you to sin. My answer, if you want to read that book, just go to brogy.com. Type brogy.com/kiss, or just go on Google and type Brogid Kiss. You know, to take you to a link where you download the book for free. I'm saying this because I wouldn't want to spend all my time talking about kissing and all of that. But the key thing I want you to understand that body contact may not be sin, it may not be bad, like what we call bad. But the thing about body contact is this: they are things that seem natural, they seem harmless, but the truth is that when they are sustained over time, they lead you to sex. Something like kissing, for instance, is a form of foreplay. Yes, it's a form of foreplay. If you kiss somebody long enough, you're going to get so much sexually aroused, you want to have sex with the person. So why would you start up a cycle you don't want to complete? Again, I want to just educate you. This is how sex happens. You get signal, the signal continues, you start getting sexually aroused, the arousal gets intensified until you start the act. You almost don't want to stop until you get to orgasm. That's the only time you realize what happened. Now, this will happen many times. People who are in relationship think, oh, it's not a sin to kiss, it's not a sin to hug. And they start off this thing. They start doing it, do it today, do it tomorrow, do it again and again. And guess what happens? Over time, they get themselves to where they have sex. They don't realize what happened until when they are done, when they have orgasm. They now shout, hey, whoa, what happened? They now say, oh, it's the devil. I'm not thinking, please don't say I'm judging you. My brother and my sister is not the devil. What happened is that if you fell under the influence of the law of nature, which is that if you work on this, if you get yourself stimulated for sex, the end result of this thing is sex. It is not about the devil. It is about your inability. It's about your inability to restrain yourself from taking those steps that will lead you into sex. Do you understand what I'm saying? The point I've made is this: indiscriminate body contact is one thing that has landed, that has fired up your desire for sex more than anything you can think of. Again, I want to tell you this. Sometimes people who are having this body contact with, it's not as if they want to arouse you. It's not as if they want to lead you to sin. Most of those things are just innocent. They are mild. They have missed you. They haven't seen you in a long while. And suddenly they see you. And what they want to do is that, hey, Ebuka, Femi, how are you? They want to hug you. My brother, if you cannot stand that hug, can't you just clear one side? Now, I understand it can be embarrassing when somebody wants to hug you and just clear one side. Now, but here's what happens. When the person is coming like that, stretch your hand. When she's come closer, remove your hand and pat her on the back. Like, don't hug her directly if you can't stand it. Please, allow me, let me talk to guys small. Most of the time, the problem we have is that we pretend to be so strong in people that having a hug with a woman doesn't get us aroused. If it gets you aroused, please don't go near. I remember those days as an undergraduate, I never allowed any sister to hug me, except you are very much older than me, in which case I don't have any liking for you. The most dangerous person that can get me aroused like that is somebody that maybe I like you. I mean, for people like that, we only have handshake. Yes, we only have did what? Handshake. And we know we like each other. The reason is because I don't want to take unnecessary risk with my life. I'm trying to fight my social urge, and somebody is busy awakening. It doesn't make any sense anyway. Again, the point I'm trying to make is that you have to avoid indiscriminate body contact if you really care about maintaining your chastity. Kissing is the way out of the place. Again, I want to explain to you, foreplay is what you do when you want to have sex. Foreplay is what you do when you are preparing your body for sex. And kissing, hugging, smooshing and all of those things, these things are things that prepare your body that you come uncontrollably under the influence of the desire for sex. And you almost can't control yourself until when you do it. That is why usually when people finish, that's when they come to their senses and start shouting, "Ew, there is a devil." The point again I'm trying to make to you is that please, you have to be careful about indiscriminate body contact. Avoid it as much as possible. If that's your baby, your boy, your boo, or your bae is hugging you up and tell him or her, you see, what is going to happen? We have to stop this because this is what happens to me. When Brigitte Bae said yes to my proposal, and we now started cutting, I mean, we sat down to discuss what are the things we are going to do and what things we are not going to do. One of them is this matter of indiscriminate body contact. I explained to her that she should never allow me to hug her even if I want to. The reason is because I've hugged somebody before, and I think I've even kissed a girl before, and I knew where it almost led me to. And I say, I don't want to have sex until I get married. So, as we are starting this courtship, you have to help me out. If I try to hug you, don't agree. I'm going to love you more the more you help me not to hug you. Do you understand what I'm saying? The reason is this. I have sat down. I have thought about it. And I knew having sex with this girl is not going to help me. And one way to avoid it to make sure I don't get here. Do you understand what I'm saying? They say, when you don't want to get wet, don't go close to the river. You can't touch water and not get wet. These things are, and there's only Bible saying, whatever God has joined together, let no man put asunder. God has joined foreplay to sex. You cannot. It takes extra effort on your part to be able to put them asunder. That's why you have to avoid intimate body contact. Do you understand what I'm saying? Again, I say, that's why you have to do what? Avoid indiscriminate body contact. I'll tell you a story before I end in this section. At some point in my life, I lived in a place, and one of the people I lived with is a young girl. It's not as if I live with her. One of the girls in the compound is a lady that is older than me by about 3 years or so. And you know this thing, girls who are older than you will be playing my husband. She was doing playing with me, my husband, and all of that. I didn't take it for anything because at that time I was very naive and I was a small boy. So I felt nothing is going to happen. It's just my husband, like girls used to play with boys. Or aunties used to play with boys, that kind of thing. So but this girl continued playing my husband, and sometimes she would come and hug me, and she hardly wear bra. The thing used to worry me. So one of those days I was sitting in front of my house, she came and sat in front of my room, so she came and sat close to me, threw her hands around my neck, and was rubbing me with her breast. She naked me. In my head, I feel like, is it that this girl doesn't know that I'm just stealing my clothes for nothing with all this is doing? This girl did this. She'll be hugging me, doing all of those things, and I'll go inside and I'll be burning with congee. It will be eating me up. I'll be reading sulfur and this compound will not be entering. I'll be thinking about how the whole thing was feeling, that I will read three chapters or three paragraphs only to realize I've been thinking about Antinkiru. No, it's not her name, I'm just using that name. But the point I'm trying to get across to you is that this thing continued. So one day I realized that this girl is not helping my life. And I found out that she actually knew what she wanted. She did it intentionally. She wanted to get me aroused. And when I get aroused, I'll start making moves. Essentially, I couldn't make moves because I did fear. That time, I was still very young. And I didn't actually know how to go talk to a girl. You know, those kind of things. So I didn't know when a girl is giving you a signal that you should not talk. I didn't know. So I just kept quiet. How can I be talking to my auntie about this kind of matter, even if I felt like that? Do you understand that thing? So one day, she came to my room late at night. She wore a loose singlet, so everything I was seeing, everything apart from her nipple. God, this girl really got me really tensed that day. She got me really, really aroused. I said that again, there was still fear in my head, and I had some respect in that compound. I hung the curtain on the door, opened my window, and wore my trousers. She sat there for a while, we chatted, then she left. After that time, I started distancing myself from her. I refused to crack jokes with her. When she cracked her joke, I don't laugh. I just greet her normal greeting. And decided to be unnecessarily busy, so I still followed her away from my time and my life. That way, do you know what happened? She stayed away, I stayed on my own, and she stopped getting me unnecessarily sexually aroused. You know what I'm telling the story? You have to take practical steps. Some of these things are casual. Again, the girl doesn't know what she was doing. It's possible she didn't know where it's going to lead me to. But my brothers and sisters, Brigitte was dying. Brigitte was perishing under the power and influence of congee because this girl would just be hugging me recklessly. If you can't stand it, please say so. And again, my sister, there's something I want to tell you. One of the things I don't know whether it applies to everybody. One of the strength ways this simply I was told that what gets a woman turned on more than any other thing is words and touch. If the way he's touching you is getting you aroused, tell him to stop. When you will get married, you're going to get married and live long in Jesus' name. Tell him when you get into that place, he can touch you morning to night, anywhere and anyhow. That is it. I started with Brigitte Bey, I talked about it. I said, our relationship may seem boring, unromantic, but you see, when we get married, all the romanticness, please pardon my English, all of them will come back. We'll enjoy this thing when we'll do it without regrets. We'll enjoy this thing when we'll do it without being afraid. If I tell anything like that now, I'll be afraid. What if people got to know that a whole Brigitte did this? I'll be afraid. What if she gets pregnant? What am I going to tell my father and my mother? What am I going to tell my siblings? I want to do it when she gets pregnant. I'll call my dad and mama and say, Daddy is a girl. You understand what I'm saying? Now, what I'm going to tell you in essence is that if you don't want to shut up congee, please avoid indiscriminate body contact. Don't allow people to touch you anyhow. Don't allow people to touch you where they shouldn't touch you. and be firm in telling people. I mean, hey, again, let me tell you, my sister. You know those boys that when they see a girl, they want to tap current. Warn the person, if the person is older than you, carefully tell him, Mr. Carver, is it okay? I wouldn't want you to touch me here. I don't play this kind of play with people. Please don't try it another time. If he does it again, land him a hot slap. Most of the time, shame will not allow him to react. And if it's your boss in the office, please be firm on this matter. If you really know your job, you got the job on base of competence, he can't do you jack. And if he sacks you, please just go elsewhere. Say, where's the job elsewhere? There's something I want to tell you. There's a way you carry yourself in life. God will by himself fight your battle. There's a way you carry yourself in life. God will by himself protect your interests. Again, the point I've made is this. Please, if you really want to shut up, if you really want to control your sexual urge, then you have to control body contact you expose yourself to. These things matter in your life. They either wake you up, the desire for sex, or shut it down. You have to be sure you're not exposing yourself to body contact that will get you sexually tensed or aroused when you're actually fighting to keep it shut up. You just listened to an episode of the program Shut Up Konji, designed to hand over to you practical insights that will help you rule your sexual desire. For more detailed lessons on what you've learned today, get a copy of the book Shut Up Konji and a workbook that will guide you in applying the lessons learned from each chapter on brojid.com/konji, that is brojid.com/konji, or send a WhatsApp message to 0810-550-4664. You can equally email brojidbooks@gmail.com to get a copy of the book and the workbook.